podcast, Anthony Rubin of the Muckrakers, Informant Carlos on X, informantcarlos.com. Be sure to support these guys, Anthony Rubin, Muckraker.com. We've only got 5 minutes left, and Burmese was going to be on. Actually, it's going to be the Tucker Carlson excerpts of the big event Monday, and then coming up at 3 o'clock in less than an hour, Owen Schroyer. I'm not under the weather, folks, but I just screamed and yelled at that event, and then kind of got something in my throat. I don't have a fever, but I'm not feeling too hot because I only got 3 hours sleep Tuesday night. Not a good thing to do, but I'll be back, hopefully strong, tomorrow here. As soon as I'm off here, I'm going to shoot some key reports on the World War III developments of the biggest ever. But we're losing our heart and soul with this human trafficking. So solutions, Carlos and Anthony, right now.
Absolutely. Carlos, you want to go first?
These are solutions. I can't think of anything else right now other than, you know, got to vote for Trump. Got to tell people vote for Trump because I was working in the moving of the children under his administration, and it was a lot better. I used to worry about, hey, I need to find another job because there's no work. And when there's no work, it means there's no kids to move. So we got to tell people to vote for him. And that's what I can think about.
That really is the big one. I mean, Trump's going to shut that border down.
He's not only got to shut it down. As far as solutions go, he not only has to shut it down, he has to have, I know he's called for it, but I hope there's actual political will for it once he's in the White House, if he gets there, God willing, to perform mass deportations, millions upon millions of people. Eisenhower did it. It was Operation Wetback was the name of that. And, you know, he was able to deport, you know, over a million people. Now we're talking about tens of millions of people. So there needs to be incredible political strength and willpower to be able to pull something off like that. And I hope, I have faith in him, you know, who but him. But, you know, we need to make sure that even once he's in the White House, if he gets there, again, God willing, that we keep the pressure on it. But, you know, people are waking up. And I was telling Alex this before, you know, before we came back on air here. People are more awake than ever. And I could say, you know, my own family, my own mother, who never would have listened to Alex Jones, right? Lifelong Democrat. Now a big fan of yours. And, you know, so the point is, it's not about me or my family or my mother. The point is, that is a little sample, right? And that if that's happening in my ecosystem, that's certainly happening nationwide. And the nation is waking up, but I hope that it will wake up before we go extinct and go the way of the dodo bird, which if Kamala is put in office and we have another 10, 20 million people flood the borders, I don't know what the number is, but eventually we cease to exist. And the United States, as we know it, is dissolved into this homogenous North American economic zone. And that is it. Our way of life is gone. So people are waking up. I just hope that there is enough time. We're doing everything that we within our power to try to turn the ship around.
I don't know how you guys do it because I've been down on the border. It's not exaggerated over the years, 20 times. And just the last, you know, few years, it's infuriating to watch the trafficking and not be able to do anything. And then I kind of feel guilty that I can't stop it myself. How do you deal with that? I see you get tears in your eyes, Carlos, talking about this.
Oh, man. You just got to think of the kids, you know? You got to think, got to keep trying because there's 40 kids right now. It's going to be 40 kids tomorrow and another 40 kids the day after. Secretary Becerra wants to turn it into an assembly line. And one thing we got to remember when we get Trump back in office is he's going to do his best to fix it, but they're going to fight him on it. Just because he wins doesn't mean they're going to roll over and let him do all that he can. And we have to keep supporting him, keep exposing whatever we can because...
Well, I totally agree.
Yeah, these places, these child places are never going to shut down. But the best thing we can...
And it's going to leak into, and not just poor illegals, it's going to leak into everybody's life now when kids aren't protected.
Oh, yeah.
People think it's going to stop here, you got another thing coming.
Yeah, quickly here in like 20 seconds, I mean, when Trump, if he tries to do mass deportations, there are going to be Democrat leftist law firms coming out everywhere trying to put a stop on this. So it's not like he could just be like, okay, mass deportations, there's going to be lawsuits, they're going to be coming at him. So even lawyers, law firms at a lower local level can probably get involved in this fight. I'm not a lawyer. I don't really know how that works. But, you know, it's going to take everybody. It's going to take all Americans. We can't just hope for some...
And there's more than one way to fight. You'll be able to find those law firms that will be trying to keep the illegals going are skimming money and corrupt. You don't even fight them legally. You expose their mafia organization and get them indicted. Great job, gentlemen. Tucker Carlson coming up and so much more. And Owen Schroyer in 55 minutes. Great job.
This bad boy is the number one seller at the AlexJonesStore.com. Rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God. Folks love it. I love it. I love wearing this out in public. And it also lets the globals to let us know we are standing up against them, and we know who they serve, and we know who we serve. The BlackRock globalist-controlled left, from academia to the media, is obsessed with bullying you into silence because their ideas are illegal and unpopular. And if you simply speak up, it's game over. So stop thinking it's just Alex Jones or Tucker Carlson or Donald Trump's going to save the world. It's all of us together. And wearing T-shirts in public that promote freedom is key. It doesn't just show our enemies we're awake. Other people see it and realize how popular freedom is. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's a win-win. Get great shirts at theAlexJonesStore.com, fund the operations, we fight the tyrants at Point Blank Range, and meet like-minded people and spread the word in the third dimension. Take action now, and don't let the left silence you. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
I love this. Thank you. I am legitimately glad to be here. Well, it is a great country. And thank you for saying that. That has been, this is our 12th city. And out of 16, and one of the things that I wanted, well, I love you too. Thank you. I wanted, you know, if you spend your life experiencing the United States through your phone, which I think all of us do, you really lose track of what it's actually like. And you do. And I do think that part of the lie, part of the plan for the rest of us is to convince us that our country sucks. And that's not true at all. And that's why it's been such a blessing to go coast to coast. 8:30 this morning, I was on the Conestoga River in your state. Beautiful. You could have been anywhere, Montana, New Zealand. It was incredible. And I ran into people in the park where I was looming, not in a threatening way, but, you know, wandering around one of your parks. And they said to me, oh, my gosh, we just saw Alex Jones wandering in the park. Actually. And they weren't afraid. They were delighted. And they were great people. And that's kind of the point, is that in 12 cities from East Coast to West Coast to the middle to back to the East Coast, I haven't met a single angry person. I haven't met a single nasty person. I haven't met anybody mistreating anybody else. I met exactly the opposite. I have met the warmest, kindest, most loving, hilarious, eccentric people I've ever met. And those are the people I grew up with. This is the country I remember. And so, no, it's true, though. It actually is great. And I've just been reminded of that. So thank you. And thank you for having me. So with that said, and I've been in a good mood, despite being away from my wife and dogs, I've been in a good mood every day for the last 21 days, really until today when I got back from wandering around one of your parks, and I see this picture of your governor. You know, I actually don't really want to show up in somebody else's state and like attack their politicians, because that's not my state or Commonwealth. But I saw a photograph of your governor, Josh Shapiro, standing with a foreign leader, signing an artillery shell that is going to kill civilians in a country we're not at war with a grin on his face. And I had a couple of thoughts. I was disgusted by it, actually. I was enraged by it. And here's why. Let me be specific about here's why. The first reason is, you know, I've been driving around Pennsylvania, and actually I've fished here a lot over the course of my life. And so I know the state pretty well. And there are some, I mean, it is really one of the prettiest out of 50, maybe the prettiest in spots out of 50. It's ridiculous how pretty it is. But there are some hurting places in this state, like hurting, like actually, where people don't have jobs, where, you know, beautiful buildings in utter disrepair. Walking back from dinner last night, people sleeping on the sidewalk. You know, things that we should not put up with in a country with self-respect. And our leaders did that, actually. And so for anybody in charge of anything in this country, and particularly in this state, to be spending time, money, or concern on a foreign country's problems enraged me. It enraged me. How dare you lecture me about problems in some other place, whether it's in Eastern Europe or the Middle East or Central Africa. I don't care. I don't wish any of those people harm at all. I wish everyone well. But for you to spend your time worrying about that and paying for that, when your own state, people in your own state are literally living on the sidewalk, damn you, actually. I thought that, I mean that. Because a leader's only job is to take care of the people he leads. Period. It's not to end global climate change. It's not to defeat Vladimir Putin or anybody else. It's to protect and watch over the people he leads. This is true of any organization, starting with the most basic organization in any society, which is the family. A father's job is to watch over his family. And if his kids are sick and have drug problems, and he takes off to another country to deal with other people's children in a faraway land, he has abandoned his family. And I don't care what story he tells you about himself and what a great and caring and compassionate person he is, and I don't care how much he attacks you for noticing, he is a bad father and a bad man because he has violated his sacred duty to his own children. That's why he's here, is to watch over his children. The same is true for all organizations, whether it's a military unit or the office you work in or the town you live in or the state you reside in or the nation you were born in. The people who run it have one job, and that's to watch out for you because they're your leaders. And when they ignore that, they are evil, period. They're not misguided. There's no way that someone who lives in this state, particularly who claims to represent this state, was born in this state. I'm one of you. I'm from Pennsylvania. You don't notice that there's, you take a city like the one I woke up in this morning where my wife went to grade school, and it's a beautiful city built over centuries by hardworking immigrants, by the way. German mostly, but probably from lots of other places. And they spent hundreds of years making this a great city. And I walked through it this morning on the way to the park, and the streets are covered in garbage and broken needles. And it's like, you don't notice that, really, Josh Shapiro? You don't notice that? How can you not notice that? There's someone sleeping right there. And you're lecturing me about Ukraine? Damn you. There's no concern at all. And where there's no concern, there's no love, actually. Concern grows from love. It's organic. It's easy. You didn't have to read a book about how to love your children. It came naturally to you. They're your children. And by the way, that's enough. I'm one of them. You know, not super well-educated, non-geniuses. We have a lot of dumb parents who are pretty good parents. Not because they learn some theory about parenting from the Harvard School of Parenting, but because they love their children. And if you love your children, you may make a mistake here and there. I have. Every parent has. But over time, if your actions are guided by a sincere love for your child, that child's going to be okay. Because that's all that matters. And so, if over time you totally ignore the material and spiritual condition of your people, if they wind up sleeping on the street and the storefronts are closed and the windows are broken and they can't walk to CVS without getting mugged, and it's physically unclean, that's not an accident. They don't love you. They hate you. That is true. Do not listen. I talk for a living, so I think a lot about this. About words and their use. And I use words, we all do, to communicate with other people. It's what separates us from the animals. It's not the opposable thumb. Whoever thought of that is an idiot. It's language. It's language. It's the ability to be precise about the way we feel and communicate that to another person, to pass on information, to pass on our history. That's what our culture is. It's talking. And that's great. But words are also, if you think about it, a means of deception. They are a vector for lying. How do the lies reach you? Because they come out of somebody's mouth. So if you're in my business and you think a lot about language and you're around people who are lying for a living, after a while, you lose faith in it. You do. And after a while, at least if you're me, you decide, you know, I'm going to be a lot more like my dog. My dog is not a fluent English speaker. Genius, but doesn't speak English. And yet my dog and your dog and everyone's dog knows exactly what's up. They can't hear a word you say. They only watch you. And when you move over and pick up the bowl, it's dinner time. You didn't tell them that. They're watching what you do. And I've decided that's a much more accurate way to judge intent. You can say, well, I have a plan because I'm so compassionate. I really care about you and all your communities. First of all, anyone who uses the word community is lying to you. Because there's no such thing as a community. There are only people, actually, with names and fingerprints. They're only individuals. No woman ever gave birth to a community. There's no such thing. Talking about communities is a way of ignoring actual people. Really, name three people in the community. What are their middle names? Who are their moms? Do you know their moms? You don't know anything about the community. Community is a way to make your responsibility more diffuse and less specific. I don't want to hear about a community. How about that guy? He's on fentanyl. There's a spreading puddle of urine in front of him. That's an American citizen. That's someone you're supposed to love. Your job is to love that person, and you're doing nothing for that person because you're lecturing me about the community is the truth. And I'm sorry to say it. I drive into this town. I've been coming to Reading not very often, but like once every 4 or 5 years. It's like, you know, your college roommate's kids, they grow so fast, you know, because you don't see them that much. So I come to Reading like sporadically, but pretty consistently over like 40 years now. Not better. It's a beautiful town, actually. It's a beautiful town. Like, someone spent a lot of time building Reading, Pennsylvania. It's super obvious as you drive in. It's not a bunch of dollar stores. No, there are a bunch of big, substantial brick buildings built over 100 years by people who cared. And to see a town like that dying from lack of care, from lack of love, but it's not just Josh Shapiro. Trust me, it's a whole line. It's decades of politicians who didn't love you. That enrages me. And then to see him direct his love toward a foreign leader and a foreign population that he knows nothing about. He doesn't speak Ukrainian. What do you know about Ukraine, Josh Shapiro? No, it's a way for his friends to get rich and him to puff himself up like some sort of fake world leader and seem like he cares. He's got bigger concerns in mind. Geopolitical. You may not know that word. Geopolitical. Trust me, Josh Shapiro has no freaking idea what that word means. But more to the point, Josh Shapiro's only job is to protect and enhance the lives of people in Reading and Pottstown and every other town in this state, including, and I'm just going to say it, you're going to jeer me, including Philadelphia. I know. Boo, Philadelphia. I get it. But Philadelphia, whatever else that you can say about it, is filled with American citizens. American citizens, your brothers and sisters in your common Americanness, fellow citizens. Yeah, right there. And my nephew from Philadelphia, my brother-in-law from Philadelphia, right now, here, great people. And how is that city doing? I mean, it's a reliable source of political power for creeps like Josh Shapiro, because it's easy to rig it in Philadelphia. And that's what we spend all our time talking about. But what we never talk about is the zombies walking under public transportation there. And they're not zombies, actually. They're Americans with names. And they're dying. And he doesn't care. And giving them a safe place to shoot up is not love. It's hate. That's hate. I don't care what they call it. And that's what I mean about language. They can dress up hate as love. Oh, that's love. It's compassion. It's caring. It's harm reduction. Really? Your kid comes home and is like, I'm a junkie. You're like, well, here's some needles. I'm going to give you some you time in your room to shoot fentanyl. What? You're going to chain him to the freaking radiator until he gets better. Of course, or do whatever you can to get that child off a drug that can and will kill him. You would never make it easier for your kid to kill himself. And that's exactly what they're doing. And then they're lecturing you about harm reduction. You're evil, actually. That's how I feel when I hear that, having lost a lot of people I love to drugs. I bet there's not one person in this room who doesn't know someone who's died from drugs. You think Josh Shapiro stays up late about worrying about that? No. He stays up late worrying that Ukraine doesn't have enough weapons of mass destruction to win some unwinnable war. You're evil if that's your concern. So the only way you judge people is by the effects of what they do. You judge the tree by the fruit. And you can say, well, I'm a lemon tree. Bright orange, tart, but delicious with Diet Coke. I'm a lemon tree. Really? Because those are pomegranates, honey. Those aren't lemons. You're lying. You are not a lemon tree. Those are pomegranates. I know, because there's the fruit. You can tell me you care about the people of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, but they're dying of drug ODs, and you're doing nothing other than sending more weapons of mass destruction to some creepy guy in a tracksuit. And that's the other thing that enraged me, and I didn't expect to give a speech like this because I'm really trying to cool the temperature and remind all of us that we're all Americans and we all have something in common. But it just spun me up so completely watching that grinning ghoul with that other grinning ghoul signing an artillery shell. He's never seen one go off. I have. And anybody who takes delight in the death of civilians is a freak. That's just a fact. And there's something forbidden about saying that, particularly if you're on the right. I've been on the right my whole life. I've never been on the left. I've never been some freaky liberal, okay? Ever. And I never will be. So I think I have the authority to say, if you take delight in the suffering of other human beings, you're evil. And I mean that. That's what my religion tells me. That's what common sense tells me. That's disgusting. That's disgusting. And yet they do. Because the truth is, they're violence worshipers, actually. They're violence. They are. And how do you know that? By what they do? Not what they say. Oh, it's all about freedom and compassion. Really? An entire generation of Ukrainians has been killed in a war they literally can't win. And they get off on it. They love it. They love violence. That's why every federal agency with guns, they've taken over. No, it's they love it. And why do they love it? Because it makes them feel like God. That's why. Because the one power that God possesses that we do not possess is the power to create and end life. You can kill in self-defense. We can argue about what the self-defense is. I mean, that's, you know, it's a whole conversation, which is a legitimate conversation. But what we know we can't do because we are not God is murder people because they're in the way. Or murder people to get rich. You can't be Dick Cheney, actually. Sorry, it's not allowed. And so when Dick Cheney and his creepy, freaky little daughter join the Kamala Harris for president campaign, everyone's like, oh, that's so shocking. I can't quite believe that. No. All the people who worship violence are now on the same side. Yeah, it's disgusting. And you may not have thought about how disgusting it is because the one thing they're good at, the only thing, their unique talent, it's not building anything. It's not creating anything. When was the last time someone built something beautiful and useful in Reading? When was the last time one of your leaders was like, you know, we're going to make it better in Reading? No, it's been a long time. Josh Shapiro hasn't done it. But the one thing they are good at is seizing the moral high ground. Immediately. No matter what they're doing, whether it's giving drugs to junkies, crack pipes to crackheads, abetting the largest example of human trafficking in the history of the West, which is what they're doing right now, is they move 15 million people illegally into our country from around the world. The girls get sold off to coyotes. They did that. They're human traffickers at scale. No, that's just a fact. By the way, that's not a crackpot opinion. That's just true. And yet they turn to you, every person in this room, the people with useful jobs, the kind of jobs that actually are essential, and they're like, you're just bad people. Really? Oh, you're bad people? Really? There was an analysis done. Bobby Kennedy told me this, and I checked, and it's true. In the last election, Biden voters owned 70% of the wealth in the United States, and Trump voters owned 30%. And I thought to myself, on the one hand, it's like, okay, Republican Party is now the party of working class people, great. But then I thought, how did they get 70% of the wealth? They don't do anything, actually. They have no skills. There's nothing they do that we really need. In fact, most of it's bad. I mean, ask yourself, if your average Biden voter somehow like got pulled out of the workforce, would you be okay? No, I'm really. Like, how long do you think this country could survive without private equity? A week? Before we all just starve to death. How long could you and your family make it without a DEI consultant on site? No, I'm serious. Could you get to Halloween? Or would one of your little children stare up at you with doe eyes and say, Mommy, I need a DEI consultant. I need it now. I need it now. Honestly, I need a school counselor or some heavyset nurse to convince me to go trans. I need that. Honestly, I need Tim Walls talking to me about my sex life in high school. Really, I need a creep like Tim Walls. No, I do. I need it. I need it bad. Yeah, that guy's not creepy. Okay. Let your instincts be your guide on that one, let me just say. As I always would tell my children, if someone seems creepy, he is. Am I indicting him for the crime? Nope, I don't have any evidence. I don't need any. That guy's a creep. Sorry. Chances my dogs would bark at Tim Walls if he came over to my house? 100%. Oh, yeah, they would. They'd back him into a corner. I'd be like, stop that. And they wouldn't stop because they know. But the point is that entire, not just political party, but class of people has created an entire economy and credentialing system to reward themselves with money and power that is not deserved. That's exactly the truth. And yet they're lecturing people who, I don't know, plumb your house. Keep you from getting murdered, put out the fires when they start, rescue you after a car crash on the highway, build the building you live in, pave the road you drive on, grow the food you eat. Those are the deplorables? Really? Good luck when the power goes out, honey. You can call your average college administrator to save you. So I guess all I would say, and I will stop with this, do not write this on a note, post it to your fridge. Do not allow the worst and most useless people this country has ever produced. We've added nothing of beauty or value, never fought a war to keep you free, never done anything for you. They just sat and watched as your communities died and laughed and got richer. Do not let those people for 1 second occupy the moral high ground. They're all Tim Walls. They are. They're guilty, and they know they're guilty. That's why they're hysterical. When you see Kamala Harris, before she fully gets control of herself, you can see that glint of fear in her eyes. She has no idea what she's doing. She has no idea how she got here. She's never done anything in her life, and somehow she's the Democratic nominee. She could be elected president. And for 1 second, because Canberra does tell the truth until people pull themselves together, for 1 second, you can see Kamala Harris in total panic. I'm Montel Williams' side piece. What am I doing here? That's how they all feel. They know how inadequate they are. They know how guilty they are. They know how Jeffrey Epstein died, and they're terrified that you will find out. So do not let them give you a lecture about anything. They are not your moral superiors. They're your moral inferiors. They are lucky you let them live here. And never forget that. So with that, I want to invite on a friend of mine. Thank you so much. Sorry, I kind of lost control.
Lay down your arms, you damned rebels!
Lay down your arms!
You won't get my gun!
We are not descended from fearful men. Think about that. All the liberties and freedoms and the incredible prosperity we've had in America is because our ancestors were recognized the world over when historians from China and Europe and you name it came here and wrote books 250 years ago 150 years ago, 60 years ago, they marveled even 30 years ago at the ingenuity and the strength and the will and the wild, wild west attitude of the American people. Everywhere else had hegemonic royalty and empires and dynasties that didn't like competition and kept their thumb firmly on the people. America wasn't perfect by a long shot, but compared to the rest of the world, we were the best house in a bad neighborhood. And that's what InfoWars is about, exposing the globalists, the BlackRocks, the central banks, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, who literally, in their own publications, admit they want to destroy the idea of America and Christianity in the West so the world has nothing to aspire to and descends into globalist tyranny. They have to erase our culture. And InfoWars is about rediscovering that culture and having a 2.0 Americana and stopping the globalists and every operation they launch against us. So we're announcing something very, very exciting so that you can fight the info war in the third dimension, on the ground, not just cyberspace, meet like-minded people, and keep this broadcast on the air and hopefully even expand it. We've launched thealexjonesstore.com. There are over 40 now amazing t-shirt designs that are extremely popular, designed by one of the top Patriot apparel producers in the country. Over 30 ball caps as well, and a lot of new items, collectible knives, high-quality supplements, they're all on the way as well. So if you want to keep the transmission on the air and you want to get incredible t-shirts, designs, new ones coming out every few days, they're limited edition, then go to thealexjonesstore.com. And when you go there, put your email in for free, don't have to buy anything, you get put in a raffle for $10,000 free cash. Every few months, there's going to be a new big giveaway, a sweepstakes, and 138,000 monster incredible Dodge truck, which experts say right now is the baddest, coolest, most powerful truck on the market. That's $138,000 value. With $10,000, that's $140,000+ value right there. And every time you buy a product, a t-shirt, bumper stickers, 1776 bracelets that are super inexpensive, you get entered 5 to 10 times, depending on the day you go and purchase products, into the raffle. But that's fun and great to do, and it's exciting. But the real issue here is keeping the operation on the air and wearing your colors loud and proud. I'm telling you, when you wear these shirts out in public, you will meet the patriots. It is amazing. The left's so stupid, they don't even know what most of these shirts mean. So now let me real fast just show you some of the best-selling designs at thealexjonesstore.com. But be sure and go there, because there's a bunch of designs I'm not going to show you, and more are getting added all the time. This is already a very popular shirt. I've not just seen this online. I've seen people wearing this in Austin, Texas, in New York City, or a similar shirt. So, Alex Jones is my spirit animal. This is a great conversational piece. It'll also trigger libtards. Get your limited edition shirt right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
When we followed God, we had nothing but prosperity and success. When we got rid of God, everything fell apart. I mean, people think Texas is a boom place. It's got the crime, the filth, the Satanism, the degeneracy, the pedophiles. Pennsylvania, gorgeous state, fell apart in 10 years. California, one of the most beautiful places in the world, total deep red. Ronald Reagan, total crap hole now. It's spiritual blight, and people are recognizing that because now they understand we are getting sucked down a vortex into literal hell, and we got to reach back up to God, and God will take us out of this.
Is it... You've been saying that for decades. I've always wondered, I've asked you this like 20 times in private over dinner. I'm proud to say we have dinner. But I ask you this, you never give me a straight answer, but since there are thousands of people watching, maybe you will now. What's it like to be vindicated on everything?
I mean, it's scary because, I realize that with a lot of power comes a lot of responsibility. And a lot of times with the media, I'll joke around satire-wise, and I'll see it the cover of the New York Times. And clearly, people aren't seeing the video. I'm saying it's a joke. Like, Jones wants to kill his neighbors. No, I said, if there's a nuclear war, we all collapse, and my kids are starving, I run out of storable food, I will eat the liberal neighbors, not my conservative ones. It's more of a joke. But so when people take what I say so serious, I joke a lot less. I used to joke a lot, but now the show is not. I used to be like half comedy because I like to have fun. So I take it really serious now because I realize they twist everything. So it's a lot of responsibility. But I also wish I was making predictions with the proviso
that if you call the White House and tell them don't fly planes to the World Trade Center and then bring in the police state and then invade the Muslim countries to bring them in here, you know, not even go after radical Islam. If you do all, I was saying, if you call the White House and tell them don't do it, they may not do it. But of course, I didn't have a big enough audience. People didn't believe me, so we couldn't stop them. So I make these predictions about probable futures because I can see all the evidence pointing towards it so that we can stop it. But now the good news with Elon and you and so many others that are fully awake and reaching a lot more people than I ever did, folks are really waking up, and their knowledge curve is going parabolic right now. So we're in the driver's seat, but that makes the globalists very dangerous, and the empire is going to strike back.
How?
Well, they always love to pre-program it. So Klaus Schwab is, a cyber attack will make COVID look like a minor inconvenience. Kind of in a Russian accent instead of a German one. Of course, you will eat the bugs and you will love it. But these are real quotes. We don't need too many people in the future to polish the robots. These are real quotes. You all know Harari. Oh, the future's not human. You're just obsolete. We're going to be the gods. I don't believe in God now, he said, but I'll be the God of the clouds. Ray Kurzweil at Google, he says, I don't believe in God yet. I'm going to become a God. But to do that, all you folks who just want to be good, decent people and live a good life and, you know, experience God's great creation and love God, you need to be gotten out of the way for the rise of their new uber-mentioned Superman. So we're right back to all of that, and that's why you have the official plan of depopulation by the UN down to 500 million. That's an 80-plus percent reduction. That's official. That was on the Georgia Guidestones in Georgia until somebody blew it up, but nobody got hurt, thank God. So the agenda is you're garbage. You're just a consumer. You're like weevils in the pantry eating their flower or something, and you just have to be gotten rid of because you don't fit into their beautiful, magic, wonderful plan. I was watching the Davos group. You know, they have meetings all the time at their World Government Summit about a year ago when Elon came on via video link and he said, listen, people don't want your world government. It centralizes things. It's tyranny. People are rejecting you. We need diversity of countries and sovereignty and peoples, like firewalls in a building or bulkheads in a ship. But in some of the other meetings, they had these globals that were going, we're just doing something so beautiful, what we're bringing them. I don't know why they're opposing us and don't trust us. Well, because you just want to depopulate us because you're selfish, demonic pigs who love the raw power of destroying people. Because America, for all its faults, was the best house in a bad neighborhood. And the whole world for 100 to 200 plus years, but really the last 100, aspired to come here, aspired to have our freedom. And the globalists can't have this country exist and have their horrible global technocracy, slave plantation, AI system in charge if there's a place that's still free and open compared to everywhere else. So we've got to be brought down and used to bring tyranny to the world while we're being destroyed and while we're paying for it. So the whole world turns against us and we collapse. And so the idea of America is discredited so that other people around the world don't ever try to go the path of our republic, which is diametrically opposed to their globalist satanic death cult. And that's why they're attacking America. It's the idea and the spirit that is incompatible with their global slave state. And that's what the Bible tells us, is there's an outside force putting powerful people in positions to carry this out, to keep humanity from reaching its potential destiny. And God gave us free will, and so there's the tester there. And so that is the mission and the existence of Satan, whether you believe that's a real thing, as I know it is, or an archetype. Regardless, it's there. And if you read the robber barons 120 years ago and the social Darwinism that came out of it, they wrote books and said, when we do evil, bad things and kill people en masse, we are the apex predator. We're doing them a favor to make them stronger. So it's really just eugenics. But at the end of the day, you study the globalists, they're not just trying to kill the weak and the infirm and the low IQ, which is you're not supposed to do as a human made in the image of God. You're supposed to build up the weak. Christ said, suffer the little children. What you do to the least of me, you've done to me. Better for you to have a millstone tied around your neck be thrown in the ocean. But the globalists put fluoride in the water for everybody. They hate the smartest and the best and the freest because it competes with them. And so they're trying to stop their competition. Those people that love God and have free will, because we're much stronger and more powerful than them, but we don't seek power. And every moment they're thinking, if we wake up and take back control of our destiny, it's over for them. So that's why they hit us with the 5G and the GMO and all the garbage and the glyphosates in their own documents, is to stun us and poison us so that they can dominate us, not because they're strong, but because they're weak.
Everything you've said about the chemical poisoning of the human body is now just kind of accepted. Like, is it weird to see science catch up to you?
Well, I mean, look, what happened, and I knew what they were doing. This is like 15 years ago. I did like an hour-long analysis from South African University and a university in Japan, a university of, I think, Rice in Houston, and the University of Berkeley in California, that just a little bit of atrazine would bend the gender of almost all the frogs, sterilize a lot of them, and turn a large portion of them where they would try to have sex with males. It confused them so much in their development as embryos floating around in the creek or pond. And so I did all that science. Then I said, listen, this isn't about hating gay people or something. This is about chemicals in the water that turn the friggin' frogs gay. And I went on to say, and then their populations collapse and they die. And the frogs are a microcosm of us. Well, then within 2 weeks, every late night comedy show, every one of them came out and did a monologue and attacked me. And then it turned out later that they were being directed by major foundations and the CIA. They even later bragged, oh yeah, Chuck E. Schumer, we work with a body with him and a foundation. They actually came to them with a script that said attack Alex Jones, because they went, ignore the hour of serious stuff he talked about, make it a joke. So their joke about frogs made it blow up even bigger in their face. But you have to understand, they know people don't believe the news anymore, at least for 20 years. So it's the nightly comedy shows that are totally written by the globalists, and they give the comedy writers what they want them to do. And so whenever you see them, like, oh, look, the shots are good. We're all getting them. Take 10. It all works wonderful. Arrest Donald Trump. That's literally the CIA, the Carnegie Foundation, the Ford Foundation, the Rockefeller Foundation assaulting you when you're at home drinking a beer trying to watch some comedy. And so that's, I mean, people think I predicted, God, he was right. The frogs are all turning gay and then they're dying. You know, no, it's been known forever. And that's Bertrand Russell. He wrote back in the 60s, he said, we ought to have a world government that just drops hydrogen bombs on most of the populations, because they're too big a population will have wars. So we have to have a controlled nuclear war and that'll fix it and, you know, create all this. And he also went on to write a bunch of books. You can go pull his quotes up. And so, I mean, listen, they used to have, all these top globalists were very honest about it in the 70s. They used to have, like, Paul Ehrlich. You can pull this up on Twitter or anywhere, X. Paul Ehrlich goes on a TV show in 79, one of the big Hollywood shows. He goes, listen, we're working with the foundations, and we're going to have every father figure be lazy and stupid and dumb, and that'll break up the family, and then the kids that do live, we'll control them by the state, but everybody else will abort the kids because there's too many people, and we'll all be dead by 1987 at current rates. It's a Malthusian. None of it was true. Like Al Gore saying, by 2017, all the ice caps would melt. They're bigger than ever. It's all lies. They know it is. But back then, they were very honest about, he was all over, you know, 60 Minutes, you name it. Oh, yeah. We're going to destroy the family because the family creates people and too many people's bad. They're public. So almost everything I say is from these dirtbag scumbags. I mean, you go read the World Economic Forum. They say no humans by 2045, only cyborgs. The future's not human. Listen, I remember reading in scientific publications when I was first getting on air 30 years ago, because there's almost no shows like mine then, so I was on a bunch of radio stations, you know, got a local station, figured out how to syndicate, called a syndicator, you know, said, hey, can I get on? They put me on a bunch of stations. And boom, and then people are sending me stuff. So I had like MIT Quarterly coming to me saying, we've made the first humanized mice that are part mice, part mice, part human. We've made the first goats that are part spider that create body armor, but we don't show the public these facilities, so it would freak them out too much. That's 30 years ago. Now you hear about the humanized mice that are part human, or salmon that are part grasshopper that grow twice as fast and kill all the real normal salmon. And just folks, Tucker talks about aliens and absolutely there's stuff going on. The globalists are making aliens by mixing humans and other animals and insects and plants, and then they put them, they gestate them and use cow uteruses to grow them. This is going on everywhere. So there's like a breakaway whole civilization that's separate from us that the globalists have with life extension technologies and cures to cancer and Parkinson's. But instead of giving us all the cures, they're keeping that for themselves, and they're just getting ready to wipe all us out so we don't even have access to that, whether you think of it as moral or not. But they even had, people didn't believe me when I talked about it, even when I was reading the documents, because we weren't on TV then. I'm reading this on air, and people are thinking that they weren't all getting MIT Quarterly. Then MIT, about 7 years ago, looked this up. Humanoid hybrid chimeras are gestating at facilities across the United States. And it goes on to say, part pig, part human, part cow, part human, so that they won't be rejected by the cows that are growing them. They then harvest the organs, they harvest the stem cells, and they've got facilities now with thousands of cows per facility with humanoids growing in them. And this is in the literature, and they don't like me because I go, here's the literature, but they won't let you on the basis. And let me tell you, with the spider goats 25 years ago, I call up one of the places in New York where they've got goats that are part spider, okay? And their milk makes body armor. And I get the head guy, a private contractor in the Pentagon, he's happy. Like, he comes on. 2 days later, he calls back. He goes, the Pentagon's really mad. They didn't even tell him it was classified. They're going to kill me if you don't take down that interview, okay? So you're hearing all this. Look up spider goats, 30-year-old stuff, okay? All of this, so as good as I tell you stuff is, it's also bad because there's a breakaway civilization that's really in like the year 2045, according to their estimates. They've already got way more advanced AI, everything else, but they can't get full control of the human population yet, because in an hour, if we wanted to tear up all the equipment and the AI systems and shut it down, we could. It's not that it's bad in and of itself. It's how it's being deployed against us. That's why they've got to get rid of the farms and the ranches and the gardens and people knowing how to build things and do things. They've got to make us obsolete first, and then they're going to release the real bioweapons that kill the majority of people. That's why COVID was just a drill, they admit it was, to get us locked down. So when they release the real bioweapon, you just stay at home and die like you're supposed to. But we're not going to do it. And if they release the big bioweapon, we know who to go after, Bill Gates. We'll get you in your bunker. And Zuckerberg will bring you to justice, legally and lawfully, through the court system.
Well, you've completely freaked me out. I got to say.
People always talk about the crazy stuff I said before that they are in. Everything I just told you is not even hidden. You're going to be like, what, human clones for 30 years spliced with animals? And they're splicing humans with fish, with lizards, everything else. It's all public. They get some little corrupt local politician. They promote him to mayor. They promote him to state rep. They promote him to Congress. They promote him to the Senate. They promote him to the presidency. And all they want is a few gold bars and hookers and a private jet. They just read what they're told to off a teleprompter. They're total puppets. There's no real statesmen. So the statesmen like Massey and Paul and others, you know, they try to shut down, they try to shoot, they try to kill. And you get a good old American like Trump, who loves the human system, loves his kids, loves his family, loves his grandkids, loves his golf courses, and he's like, we're going to get rid of this? I don't want to kill all the people, I like them. And so it's going to be the pro-human future, Team Humanity, that I talked about with Elon Musk. He agreed, I said, should we call it Team Humanity? And he said, yes, on air. It's Team Humanity versus Team Dehumanization towards Team Death. It's Team Humanity versus Team Annihilation, Team Mad Scientists. And at the top of the food chain in the New World Order are these old, degenerate, inbred, crazy families with King Charles right at the head of it, total eugenicists, just like his dad, wanted to come back as a virus to kill 80% of the world population, Prince Philip. You've got those horrible, disgusting people and all the big banks below them, and then the mad scientists that are there offering life extension and all this to these elites are the real people controlling it. They're the technocrats that are bringing this system in, and we're like an old school or an old church. They just like demolish it, wipe it out. You know, these people, they want too much. They want their freedoms. Just kill them because they believe they have to have a world government to stop nuclear war, but then they proliferate the nuclear weapons themselves. Oh, they've got to have a world government to stop a bio attack, but then they release the bio attack. And so their excuse is, well, this technology is too dangerous. We've got to have a smaller, more manageable world population so we don't all kill each other. But then they're the ones that actually like to kill people. They're the ones that are actually the bad people. They're the ones that have to be removed from power and have the keys of control of society taken away from them. But first, it's kind of like Thanksgiving, where the parents are over at the big table and the kids are over here picking their nose at the little table. They see us as like little kids. We got to go over to the adult table and read what they're writing and saying, because they're so arrogant. I've read hundreds of books and thousands of white papers where they openly say, you know, humans are a failed species. We're going to get rid of them. The future's not human. You've all know Harari and others. And they're literally talking about exterminating us. And if we don't stand up to them, then in a way we actually deserve it. But our children don't deserve it. So you need to research how evil your enemy is. Because to defeat your enemy, you got to know who your enemy is. And your enemy is the globalist, transhumanist, New World Order. Trump comes from a hospitality family.
Yes.
And so his dad, from the time he was 6 years old, would leave him in the summer all day at a building site. And I'm going to tell a story. I've harped on this a lot because it's a microcosm. It's like a skeleton key or a Rosetta Stone. If you understand this, it's like looking through a keyhole, you see the larger universe. On Mother's Day this year, the evil New York Senator, Chuckie Schumer, put out a post on X, a post on Twitter. And you can pull it up. And he said, I'm basically quoting it exactly because I've quoted it so much. He says, I want to wish everybody a great Mother's Day. My daughter and her wife had me over to their house to grill. He called it barbecue. But he said, this is wonderful. For multiple generations, we've always been in high-rises and have never had a backyard or cooked meat. And I was thinking, oh, that's human. That's nice. Maybe he'll become a human. And then I looked at the grill, and it was fresh patties with a piece of cheese on it, and he's trying to serve a raw hamburger. Okay, so the point is, so many of these ultra-rich people and elitists and other poor kids that grow up in the city, you know, who are impoverished as well, they literally grow up in a tiny little room with a television and crime all around them and all this crap going on and sirens, and they've never been out in the woods. They've never been fishing. They've never been out to the desert. They've never traveled the world. They've never ever had a real job. They've never anything. And if you look at the politicians and Democrats particularly, they are not connected to reality. So to them, everything human is scary. They want sanitized, shrunken. I mean, if you look at Democrat Party politicians, they look like a demonic spider sucked their life force out. So these are...
Wait. I'm sorry. I want you to stop. When you look at a Democratic politician, they look like a demonic spider sucked their life force out. I just want to acknowledge that as a great description.
And you've been around them in person, so have I. I mean, the vibes, 20 feet from Hillary, you repel. She's up there like jack-o'-lantern. I can't make face. I mean, horrifying. And they're slithering around. And I mean, it's like, and then God bless her soul, Sheila Jackson Lee or whatever just died. Before she did, she gets up and she goes, I saw that eclipse. It almost burned up the moon. We know the sun's the same size of the moon, and the moon is hollow and glows. A lot of them aren't even evil, but they're dumber than hell. And the globalists are counting on that. But look, knowledge is infectious. How the world works is infectious. They don't want people to get excited about knowledge. And once you do, it's addicting. And people ask me all the time, what do we tell young people to do? The opposite of what Hollywood tells you. Anything Democrats tell you, anything politicians say that are leftists, anything Hollywood says, anything BlackRock funds, it's simple. It's like somebody handing you cyanide or fentanyl. Don't take it. Don't get near it. And just love your family. Be strong. Don't feel bad because you don't have a bunch of money. Don't feel bad because your truck isn't new. Don't feel bad. No, you've got a soul and you love God, you love your country, you love your family, and you are a trillion times richer than people like Zuckerberg and the rest of them. So be confident. Be confident and know you were born to be in this time, and you've been under covert globalist attack, but you're not a victim. You're not a loser. You are the sleeping giant that now has awoken, and our enemies are afraid, and they should be afraid.
Who is Kamala Harris, and how'd she get here?
That's a great question. Well, Kamala Harris got the same amount of votes in the primaries as Ronald McDonald, which is zero. Kamala Harris is a soulless, truly empty flesh bag who was admittedly a sex operative, just like Oprah Winfrey admitted she was an underage sex slave. I mean, look it up, it's all true.
And you can find Oprah giving the girls to Weinstein.
Yeah,
you can
see
the pictures.
And Oprah's admitted, and she's a victim of it. A lot of the victims of it become the victimizers. She said that she was an underage prostitute. I think it was in Chicago. But to answer the question, it's clear that Kamala Harris was a political sex operative. Willie Brown's talked about it, all of it. And then she was so soulless and would put innocent people in prison, know they were innocent on death row, home invasions, looking for legal guns, saying she'd do it. Then when she was the attorney general, she would put pro-lifers that exposed the illegal killing of babies right at 9 months when they were already born and the selling of their organs, including still beating baby hearts. She would put the journalist in jail for many years. That's her famous cases. So the system has seen her, has passed her around. They know she's super stupid, and they can bring her in like Biden and then blame everything that bad happens on her. And so she is the greatest example of a mindless puppet that they want to put in to further demoralize us to think that that's America, to make America a further joke around the world. But then, so that's who Kamala Harris is, a clear and present danger and a meat puppet.
Is Pennsylvania going to vote for Kamala Harris? Alex, is Pennsylvania going to vote for Kamala Harris?
Look, if we had a free and fair election, it'd be like Reagan in 86. Trump would get 49 states. But because of the mass fraud in states, once Democrats get control of your voting system, you know, since the 90s, it's very hard to turn it back. I know Pennsylvania's tried to tighten up some things, and Texas has taken millions of, you know, dead people and illegals off the voting rolls, and so has Nevada, taking hundreds of thousands off. So, look, the evidence, it's a long story, but Trump won in a landslide in 2016, barely won. People thought he was invincible and he's going to win, no problem, in 2000, so he barely won, so they were able to steal it. He's going to have a bigger landslide in 42 days than he did in 2016. That's why they've tried to kill him twice now, and probably more times we're being told we don't know about. So if you got to get on your knees in the morning before, or in the middle of the night, or whenever you wake up, you got to get on your knees. You got to and tell God, I can't do this. I need you. I need you to come into me and take control, and lead God and direct me, and tell me what to do. And you've got to change your values to where you don't care what the world says or what the system says. You care to do what the conscience that God gave you, that guardian angel that you know is right there looking over your shoulder, tells you to do. And you've got to not be a coward, and you've got to be strong. And the minute you step across that point, you don't even have courage anymore. You're on a mission, and you're not possessed by the Holy Spirit, but you let it in, and it's now driving and in control. And now you got God behind you, and nobody can stand against.
I got a great way for you to keep InfoWars on the air, and regardless of what happens, InfoWars keep me on the air, and that's the AlexJonesStore.com, a new key URL for you to mark down. I've teamed up with the folks that make a lot of the top-selling Trump shirts in the country. They've got the best t-shirt designers, Bigly. If you go to thealexjonesstore.com, that's separate from InfoWars, that's key to support, into the future, whatever happens here, 30-plus amazing new t-shirt designs, new ones being added every day. They're incredible. Trump shirts, you name it, thealexjonesstore.com. And every time you buy a shirt or 30-plus different great designs of Patriot ball caps, you get entered 5 or 10 times, depending on the day. It's different every day, into the raffle to get $10,000 cash. Halloween's when the prize is announced, the winner, and a $138,000 turbo diesel super deluxe off-road upgraded, the best truck you can get, over the top turbo diesel engine, AEV standard features, and then it's all upgraded. I tried to go over, take an hour, the best tires, the best shocks, the best systems. It's a 2024 Ram Prospector AEV Dodge turbo diesel. army green, black with red pinstripe, ready for you. When you buy something, you can enter 5 or 10 times, depending on what promo they're running that day, in the raffle. All at thealexjonesstore.com. But the t-shirts, the reason to go there, keep us on air, and these are badass shirts. They've got over 30 incredible t-shirt designs. I think there's more now. They're adding more every day at thealexjonesstore.com. They're designer. They're high quality. They're all there. Some of the InfoWars classics, they updated, made even better. A lot of new, incredible designs. A lot of Alex Jones shirts. A lot of Trump shirts. It's all there at thealexjonesstore.com. We need your aid. We need your support. Plus, he's a great shirt. You'll meet like-minded people. It spreads the word. It's exciting to wear these out in public. Most people will agree with you and love you. You'll meet so many friends. Go to thealexjonesstore.com. We need your support. No excuses. Take action. Thealexjonesstore.com. Thank you. Enter to win right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.